Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to another News and Focus program. It seems as though this issue will not go away. Just the other day, I did a podcast on this exact issue, and I was looking again, and I thought, is this a new article, or are we still talking about this? It's November 20th, 2012. The time is 8:13 a.m. Eastern Time here in Fayetteville, North Carolina, and I want to welcome you to another News and Focus program. Franklin Graham, Mormonism will never be labeled a cult again. That's the title. I wonder, does he really make that statement? During a recent interview with CNN, Franklin Graham, son of Billy Graham and president of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, that is BGEA, advised that a page that was removed from the ministry website last month following Graham's endorsement of Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney, which classified Mormonism as a cult, is not going to come back. He goes on to say, as I previously reported, I was shocked that we even had one on there, Franklin Graham said. We're calling people names. If we want to win people to Christ, how can we call them names? And I addressed this issue in the previous podcast with this refusal to call people names. So we just took it off, he continued, insinuating that he made the final decision in this matter. And it's not coming back because I don't want to be involved in calling a person a name. BGEA Media Relations Director Brent Reinhart confirmed to Christian News Network that Franklin Graham was the ultimate decider in the removal of the webpage. Well, of course he was. As previously reported, following a meeting last month with Mitt Romney, Graham's ministry removed a page from its website and included Mormonism in a list of religious cults. Although the page no longer exists in general searches, it is accessible via Internet archives, which show that it was first posted in June 2010. The page entitled, "What is a cult?" read, "A cult is any group which teaches doctrines or beliefs that deviate from the biblical message of the Christian faith. It is very important that we recognize cults and avoid any involvement with them. Cults often teach some Christian truth mixed with error, which may be difficult to detect." So why are we removing Mormonism then? Isn't that precisely what Mormonism does? Don't they mix truth with error? It then listed among the three bullet comments how to identify cults. They do not adhere solely to the 66 books of the Bible as the inspired word of God. They add special revelations to the view and view them as equally authoritative. Some of these groups are Jehovah's Witnesses, Mormons, the Unification Church, Unitarians, Spiritualists, Scientologists, and others, the website said. Following reports of the removal, Billy Graham's media representative, A. Larry Ross, released a statement explaining the move. "Mr. Graham's calling is not just to pass judgment, but to proclaim the biblical truth that Jesus is the only way to heaven, allowing every individual and group to fall along the plumb line," Ross outlined. He further stressed that salvation is the work of the Almighty God and that only He knows what is in each human heart. Boy, that's open. That is as open as it gets. That's wide. That's really wide. "We removed the information from the website because we do not wish to participate in a theological debate about something that has become politicized during this campaign," added Ken Barron, chief of the staff for BGEA. Several days after the election, Christian News Network contacted Media Relations Director Reinhart to inquire if the ministry would now be restoring the webpage. "There are no plans in regard to that, not that I'm aware of." Christian News Network also spoke with Larry Ross Communications to obtain clarification on where Billy Graham stands on the issue of Mormonism. If Billy Graham would do something that would alienate an audience, he wouldn't be able to reach them, stated Representative Melanie Etheridge. Well, we certainly wouldn't want to alienate an audience. My goodness. I mean, coming right out and saying something crazy like Jesus is the only way to the Father, that wouldn't alienate anybody, would it? Or how about this? "Your sins have separated you from a holy and righteous God, and He's not okay with you." That has the potential to alienate someone. Or how about you're a sinner, and you're a sinner by nature, and you're a sinner by choice, and all you do is sin. And every time you sin, God is offended at your sin. That has the potential of alien. In fact, what I realize as a student of the Word of God is that every time a prophet opened his mouth, he was alienating his audience. It's absurd. It's utterly absurd to suggest that the preacher would not do something that would alienate an audience. You might as well take handcuffs and wrap them around his preaching. When asked if Mr. Graham personally believed that Mormonism is a cult, she said that he has never made a declaration on the matter one way or the other. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And I don't believe that to be true. I simply don't. I believe that she believes it to be true, but I don't believe it to be true. I don't believe that the Billy Graham that was preaching crusades 40 years ago into mass audiences, if he was asked, where does he believe Mormonism stands on this issue, I don't believe that he would ever say, I never made such a declaration. I just don't believe it. Maybe now, maybe in his older ages, maybe as he's grown softer. Because Mr. Graham has been called to a ministry of proclamation rather than apologetics throughout this period. He's never proselytized, targeted, or labeled specific groups, faiths, or denominations, added Larry A. Ross in a supplied statement, which is a virtual carbon copy of the statement issued after the Graham's removed the cult page from the ministry's website. This is not the first time Billy Graham has been criticized by evangelicals for his beliefs and actions. However, in 1997, Graham came under fire after appearing on Robert Schuller's Hour of Power and stating that whether an individual comes from the Muslim world or the Buddhist world, the Christian world, or the non-believing world, they are members of the body of Christ. What an absurd statement. That statement was given 15 years ago, and it is exceptionally unfortunate that words like that ever came out of Billy Graham's mouth. Just unfortunate as can be. He says, I think the body of Christ, which comes from all Christian groups around the world or outside of Christian groups or outside the Christian groups, I think everybody that loves Christ or knows Christ, whether they're conscious of it or not, they're members of the body of Christ. Unbelievable. That doesn't make a lick of sense. You might as well say something as stupid as everyone participates in Christmas, whether they know Santa Claus or don't know Santa Claus, because either consciously or unconsciously, they are part of Christmas because Saint Nick loves them and they love Saint Nick. I mean, it's absolutely absurd. Moreover, somebody who has some kind of influence in Franklin Graham's life should ask him this basic, simple question. Why in the world are you including coloring books and tracts about King Jesus in every single shoebox that you mail out, if in fact all these children are already members of the body of Christ? If they are members of the body of Christ, no one goes to hell. I think the body of Christ, which comes from all Christian groups around the world or outside Christian groups, I think everybody that loves Christ or knows Christ, whether they're conscious of it or not, they're members of the body of Christ. Think about what he's implying in that statement. You could love Christ and not know that you love Christ. Where in the world do you get that from the New Testament? What single Bible verse even remotely hints at the idea? They may not even know the name of Jesus, but they know in their heart that they need something that they don't have, and they turn to the only light they have, and I think that they are saved and that they are going to be with us in heaven. When Schuller replied, "This is fantastic. I'm so thrilled to hear you say that. You can just hear Schuller saying that, those of us that are as old as I am, and remember that hour of power statement with that booming voice. There's wideness in God's mercy, Graham agreed. There is. Well, pray tell me, if there's such wideness in God's mercy, then why in the world did Billy Graham devote his entire life to preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ? Why not just preach, be ye kind, be courteous? In 2005, during an interview with Larry King, Graham repeated that he is welcoming of all religions. I love them all and welcome them all and love to be with them, friends with all of them. For example, I just talked to a man in New York City. He was a Mormon. He said, I love the Mormons for years, and yet there's a big divide between Mormons and some other groups. But I have a great friends among the Mormons, and the same among the Catholics. Of course, I love John Paul II and watched the whole process of his suffering, his dying, and tremendous. My daughter went to represent me. King then asked, what about those like the Jews, the Muslims, who don't believe in Christ? And Graham replied, that's in God's hands. I can't be the judge. King echoed, you don't judge them? Question mark. Graham answered, no. Going to hell and all that? John MacArthur rightly asked the question, what is going on here? What is going on here? That is a great question. It's an almost, MacArthur continues, it's an almost inconceivable contradiction that a man who believes that has raised millions and millions and millions of dollars to gather people from all over the world into large stadiums and tell them they need to believe in Jesus Christ. Why in the world do they need to believe in Jesus Christ? They're not sinners, because that would alienate them. They're not in need of a Savior. They're not drowning. They're not lost. They're already members of the body of Christ, whether they realize it or not. This is absolutely absurd. This is Rob Bell's In the End Love Wins emergent church universal nonsense. Most Christians, I'm sorry, let me back up. Early this year, Franklin Graham was also questioned on MSNBC's Morning Joe about his beliefs regarding those other faiths, specifically whether Mormons are of the Judeo-Christian faith. Most Christians would not recognize Mormons as part of the Christian faith, he stated, but did not reveal his personal beliefs on the matter. I'm just saying that most Christians would not recognize Mormonism. Of course, they believe in Jesus Christ. They believe in a lot of other things, too, that we don't accept theologically. He's missing it. Graham is utterly missing it. Someone needs to take Graham back to Theology 101 and set him down and give him a basic course on the person and work of Jesus Christ and what makes Jesus Christ different in Mormonism than Jesus Christ in Christianity. Somehow, Graham thinks that as long as the first name and the last name, and that, of course that's ridiculous, but as long as the first name and the last name are the same, then we must be talking about the same Jesus Christ. And it's utterly absurd that he's willing to talk about, they believe in a lot of other things. He missed it. The central issue, the single dividing point more than anything else, that which divides us in a greater sense more than anything else, is they do not acknowledge that Jesus Christ is the second person of the triune Godhead. That he is the only begotten Son of God. That's the divide. The divide goes on with the gospel. The divide goes on with additional revelation. The divide goes on with ridiculous things like baptizing people for the dead. The divide goes on with celestial marriage. We can continue, but the central point, the point of division, is Christ. He says, we may have some disagreement, and that's fine. Listener, please understand, we're not talking about the difference between a Baptist and a Presbyterian and the difference between sprinkling water on a forehead and dunking the guy in water. That's not the difference here. The difference is far more fundamental. That is absurd as saying that communism and a democracy are similar in nature, or socialism and capitalism are basically the same with minor points of difference. Graham said, I'm an evangelist. Why? Why are you an evangelist? There's no need to evangelize anyone. Everyone believes in God and Christ either consciously or subconsciously. They're in the body of Christ, whether they realize it or not, according to His Father. So stop calling yourself an evangelist. The very mission of an evangelist is to get people to abandon something and embrace something else. I want to reach as many people as I can. Why? Why do you want to reach as many people as you can? They have already been reached subconsciously. If I'm calling them names, it doesn't work. And that's the same sentence he said. Mormonism, MacArthur goes on to say, is a damning religious system. It is so far from Christianity that it is more like paganism than Christianity. And of course, MacArthur's right. Evangelism is in a evangelicalism. Boy, I'm struggling today. Is in a desperate situation, and that is made manifest by its inability to distinguish who is a true Christian. We have abandoned any clear understanding of what it means to be really saved, he asserted. We have no right to redefine salvation in our own terms in order to be popular or in order to be accepted. True and historic Christianity has never been confused about what it means to be a Christian. Well, here's what I want to end with. As long as we continue this nonsense that anyone who asks Jesus in their heart is born again, we will continue to go down these blurred lines. What the Apostle Paul preached is repentance towards God and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And the person and work of Jesus Christ is defined by the 27 canonical New Testament books with no additional revelation necessary. If there's an ounce of doubt in your mind concerning these matters, you must get them settled. Thanks for listening. Send me your comments, pastorat@gmail.com. This is Pastor Sean Harris, doing my best to make a difference on sermonaudio.com. I hope that you'll share this podcast with others so that we can get more people understanding the necessity of the exclusivity of Christ and Christ alone without compromise. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.